and that each particular event was of a nature calculated to impress itself so powerfully on the mind as not easily to be effaced. Having previously, in the course of my life, visited and travelled through several foreign countries, my mind was by no means unaccustomed to pay attention to and make observations on whatever came within the reach of my notice, and for this reason the strange events of the desert and the novel objects and scenes which I had an opportunity of witnessing in the country of the Moors were not suffered to pass without awakening and exercising my curiosity as well as interest, and becoming the subject of careful and habitual reflections. Respecting my conversations with the Arabs, I have put down what I knew at the time to be their exact meaning, as nearly as I could translate their words and signs combined. I had previously learned the French and Spanish languages, both by grammar and practice, and had also been accustomed to hear spoken the Russian and different dialects of the German, as well as the Portuguese, Italian, and several other languages, so that my ear had become familiar with their sounds and pronunciation. Perceiving an affinity between the Arabian and Spanish, I soon began to learn the names of common things in Arabic, and to compare them in my mind with those I had met with in Turkish and other Oriental history. I had no hope of ever being redeemed unless I could make myself understood, and I therefore took the utmost care to treasure up every word and sentence I heard spoken by the Arabs, to reflect on their bearing, and to find out their true meaning, by which means, in the course of a very few days, I was enabled to comprehend the general tenor and drift of their ordinary conversation, and to find out the whole meaning of their signs and gestures. My four companions, however, could scarcely comprehend a single word of Arabic, even after they were redeemed. In regard to the route and various courses of our travel, I would observe that after I was purchased by the Arabian merchants and taken off across the desert, I was suffering under the most excruciating bodily pains, as well as the most cruel privations. It will not, therefore, be a matter of wonder if on this vast, smooth, and trackless desert I should have mistaken one eastern course for another, or have erred in computing the distances traveled over. For I was frequently in such agony, and so weighed down with weariness and despair, that a day seemed to me of endless duration. A long experience on the ocean before taught me to ascertain the latitude by the apparent height of the polar star above the horizon, so that in this particular I could not be much mistaken, and the tending of the coast where our boat was driven on shore proves it must have been near Cape Barbas. After we approached the seacoast again, I became more attentive to the surrounding objects, as my hopes of being ransomed increased, so that not only the courses but the distances, as I have given them, will agree in all their essential points.